will not be covered on Fox News, nor does it feel threatened by those who look, think, or behave differently than it. The revolution does not require you to observe what it observes or to believe what it believes. It's not preoccupied with whether you stand, sit, stoop, dance, or take a knee during the national anthem. The revolution is more concerned with change. The revolution is all-inclusive and non-exclusive. It transcends time, space, race, and religion. It is wide awake at all times and understands that accepting, addressing, and correcting the transgressions of the past is the only path to a better tomorrow. The revolution is the solution. It is both the question and the answer in these uncertain times. It is the end-all, be-all with regards to what has happened and what happens next. Because like evolution, the revolution has long been in effect. Go get a late pass. An uphill climb, manual transmission and no four-wheel drive. The clock, one hand missing, had to tell real time. My fuel and ambition to compel real minds. To say my beginnings was humble be more than an understatement. Every odd is a rumble I face, coming to greatness. Insanity's evasive, and lately mortality staring me in the face has been tearing me different places. God's revealing, he's dealing me different aces. The job is healing, my history's been abrasive. It's odd to feel like your body house is vacant inside. I like the draw of the wild, it's too persuasive. So energy I've been playing is super safe with, barely breaking even while battling human nature. The revolution's so close that I can taste it. So patiently I'm waiting, I'm posted at the station. Word.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
People everywhere yearn for the freedom to think critically and independently and to make decisions in their own interests and in the interests of their communities. The spread of fake news, fabricated clickbait, and propaganda make it harder than ever to know who to trust. Fake media outlets, hackers, and trolls strive for the spread of misinformation across all platforms, and fake media outlets may appear to be trustworthy at first glance, so it's difficult to distinguish between real information and fake news. People are put at great risk believing any false medical, political, nutritional, or financial stories put out by these fake media outlets. Practicing media literacy will enable you to track the source from which any story has been released, find missing details, and stop questionable sources in their tracks by refusing to share their content. Think critically and be a media justice advocate. From your media savvy DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
Was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself asleep in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat, for now I will say I had no place to go. There was a rustle and a humming, just a hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed, painted on that shiny car the letters RCMNP. I can feel a little aching in my head. And then out jumps this old boy about twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel Number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. Then the old familiar click and the handcuffs binding grip. He should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun and turned to me. He said, son, I bet you don't own a damn thing, do you, mate? Well, I got my help, John B. Stetson. got a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine, and I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind. Well, I got my health with John B. Stetson, got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine, and I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind.
reality is when we are in the beauty stage of a friendship and it feels good, we never feel that that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me, I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships run its course. It's a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore. So now you have to not be their friend. But that was their choice.
This is Greta from Frankie Cosmos, and you're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
To the floor.
las rocas al agua. Como la flor a la raíz. El olor de los árboles. Escuchando el sonido de las aves. Liberando una sonrisa encantadora. Frente a tus ojos. Un mundo estelar repleto de luz.
El alma va a
palpitar de tu corazón vibrante, la energía que brota a través de tu cuerpo, te conviertes en uno con el todo, conectado a ti,
el alma.